I'm Alex Van Beeken, and each episode we'll take a closer look at the science, the stories, and the solutions to both pet and livestock animal care. Let's explore what's possible. Hello and welcome to Elevate Animal Health. I'm your host, Alex Van Beek, and today we're going to dive into some of the livestock side of our business. So really, I have to go all the way back to how did Van Beek Natural Science and this company and Van Beek Nutrition and Thermocal Minerals of Idaho, how did that all take place? And we're going to look a little closer into each one of those, but I'm going to go back even further than that. And that's where I take you to my grandfather's farm. And on my grandfather's farm, as a child, you know, you saw everything: pigs, sheep, dairy cattle, beef cattle, chickens. I mean, it was the whole farm. Also, row crop operation. So I remember sitting on my grandfather's lap while he had the corn picker that went around the tractor and, you know, picked corn and threw it in the wagon and so on, and used to load that into the corn crib. I remember these things as a youngster. I remember the dairy stanchions, the tie stall dairy stanchions that they had. I remember a lot of these different aspects, but the one thing that always stood out was to me as a young child, and I think that's where it started the love for animals for myself, was my grandfather's unique, soft, caring touch to these animals. I mean, they could be having all sorts of problems, but he could calm an animal down, and the way he did it was impressive. It showed me there was way more than just this is a way of life, but there was a connection to it that was a lot deeper than that. And as I grew up, my family really never got into farming itself as our main way of life, but we gravitated to the business side of it and helping producers across the nation and eventually international deal with certain challenges, certain troubles that they were having on their operations. So, long story short, my father started a company in 82. And from there, we went from vitamin mineral premix facility to incorporating more natural plant-based solutions to certain deficiencies or health challenges. And as we grew, our knowledge base grew with it because we were always digging for new solutions to solve new problems. And as the industry grew, you know, we went from small average of 40, 50, 60 cow dairies to what we are today, where we've got 20,000 cow dairies. As that grew, the problems changed, they morphed, and we had to adapt. In 2000, now I'm going to get the date wrong, now that I'm put on the spot. In 2016 or 17, the VFD, the Veterinary Feed Directive, came out, and it really took a lot of commercial antibiotic usage out of play. And at that time, Van Beek Natural Science saw probably one of its biggest shifts in history to more of a fed approach versus a supplemental approach. And as we addressed this new challenge, a lot of things became clear. And as we discovered this, it opened our mind up to the fact we need to spend a lot more time educating and taking slow steps through it to cause producers to see the real effects they can have by implementing certain strategies to commercial operations or operations that desire to go antibiotic free. And as we understood this, we took the approach of, for example, this podcast, to be able to bring information out to the general public. Doesn't matter who you are, if you're a swine producer, a dairy producer, beef producer, chickens, turkeys. A lot of these concepts can be cross species, but the ideas apply to almost everything. So I would call it, you know, fundamental principle that we do whenever faced with a challenge is try to get to the root cause. In production animal arena, we see so often that we're treating things or we are addressing things with a bandage, and we're not addressing the root cause. So as we dive into the episodes, and as we go through possibly each species or digestive process or what in production really matters, even talking about the industry in itself and the growth in the industry and where the growth is taking place, like as we talk through all these subjects, we're going to start looking at the closer root issue or root discussion in all of this. So we're not treating things with a Band-Aid, right? So often when we come onto an operation and we start discussing the problem and a result that they could have, so often the question comes up, well, how do you compare against this product or that product? And so often we discover that past products did not meet their idea of success. And I think a lot of that has to do with this. So often we're trying to use a product to solve a problem while not knowing the root cause. And are we really using the right product at the right time in the right way? And so as we go through the episodes, I hope to open some of this up and really dive into the specifics of each one of these issues and each one of the opportunities as we go into it. So one thing I will start with is, you know, as we transition through learning, so also I believe producers across the planet can transition through learning and really get to a point that they understand why they're making all the moves they're making, why they're doing this from a physical responsibility, from a herd health responsibility, and from an industry responsibility. I think those are three key elements that we look at. As we get into the episodes more, I want to separate things by species, but also by problems and certain problems that affect all production industries. And then, you know, certain problems that affect the species or life stage. So right now, I think we could break into a little more history of why Elevate Animal Health, and then also the companies that we operate to help provide solutions to the livestock industry. So Elevate Animal Health was put together to bring education to people. New information, as we discover it, you'll be the first ones to know about it. And as we discover it, we want to have genuine conversations about it. So again, I'm going to say this again, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but any questions, any conversation items you want to bring to the forefront or bring to the table, please send them to me or send them to us, and we'll try to unpack them and open them up on a later episode. All right. As I'm going to jump into the companies for a minute, as Van Beek Natural Science grew and we went from mineral vitamin premix facility to bringing natural solutions to everyday problems that producers were dealing with, we really grew into the dairy market. Dairy market was probably our expertise for a good part of, you know, 25 to 30 years of our history. Recently, in the past, since the VFD, swine and poultry have really taken off because there are certain issues we deal with in the swine and poultry industry that some of our solutions we have developed since the VFD, we can profoundly change or add to the production life stages in swine and poultry. So as we built into the companies, about, I'm going to say mid-90s, we started working with a unique product out of Idaho called ThermoCal. And as we knew at that point, it was a calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate. When we started utilizing this product in diets instead of a cold water calcium, this was a hot water deposit, we noticed a better buffering capacity. We noticed a better utilization of the energy fed, especially in any grain-fed diet. There were some components or some results that we started seeing that made us really, ask a lot of questions. And as we eventually bought that company out and started to incorporate it in more of our mineral and vitamin packages, which we developed through Van Beek Nutrition, we have two facilities, one in Schoolcraft, Michigan, and one in Twin Falls, Idaho. And they develop customized premixes for any operation, any species, from whitetail deer, poultry, swine, beef, dairy, any species. We'll develop a vitamin premix package for you. As we started incorporating ThermoCal into there, we started to realize more of the benefits. And as we were looking into why that benefit took place or why we saw the result, we started to ask a lot of questions. There must be something different with the chemical makeup. And in that exploration, we saw that there was silica as another element tied with this calcium or laying alongside this calcium. So ThermoCal has a content of about 8.5% silica, which is tremendous. And I'm going to open that up later on. I just give you a quick snapshot of it. Its ability to absorb ammonia and to hold nitrogen availability until you bring it onto the soil in a fertilizer or bring in the manure out onto the field, its ability to hold and then have available the nitrogen content is phenomenal. Also, it's water retention. So no matter what amount of rain you get, you're going to multiply the water retention and water availability by utilizing this calcium, this thermocal, over cold water calcium. Most of your other calcium sources. So you want to talk about elevating such a simple element in the diet, but brings a variety of different results. Thermocal calcium is one of the most advantageous changes you can make in your diet, whether it's dairy, beef, swine, or poultry. So that's one thing I wanted to highlight there. As we go into the episodes, I'm also going to talk about feed and feed quality. Most diets today, if not all diets today, if you go test them, and you can test them straight out of the feed truck that delivers, I'm not trying to draw any shade on any feed manufacturer. It's just a natural course of what happens. You got to think, these feeds are incredibly hygroscopic. They desire to have water. They almost search it out. So any kind of humidity in the air is going to be drawn in. Also, you have all kinds of mold spores floating through the air, bacteria, etc., yeast. So most feeds that an animal is going to eat carries a certain load of mold. Now, when this animal eats that feed, and it might smell fresh to you, looks fresh, I can't tell anything wrong with it. Their immune system can, and their body can, and their body has to deal with it, and that requires energy. And you will have a loss of energy available to production due to just that factor alone. That's one of the reasons Van Beek incorporated the IntegraVix technologies into your feed, with a pelleted version and also a powdered version. So there's some of these root cause issues that we draw out, and hopefully with education, we have producers that can make a better decision and can elevate their operation by doing so. There's one other thing I'd like to draw out on this episode, and then we're going to end this episode, and we'll go into more later. There's another thing I'd like to draw out, and that is commitment to a decision. So often I see people switching from product to product to product to product, hoping there's a miracle product on the market somewhere that really changes how their business operates, or the results they're seeing, or the productions they hope to gain. And that's not the case. But education with employees that have to implement it and administer it is critical. Also, what is critical is dedication to seeing it through. Run it through the full cycle it needs to see the results that come off of it. The third thing, let's see, three things. The third thing that you really need to have in place is a clear understanding of how you're measuring and what you're measuring. If you don't know, a product won't fix your problem as a producer. You've got to know specifically, what am I trying to move? What metric am I trying to change? What outcome am I hoping to shift? And if you don't know that, nobody else can know it for you. You have to know it as a producer. You have to be committed to seeing it through, that you can actually make a change on something. And you have to be able to put in the time, or if it's a product that we carry, we put in the time to train your organization on implementation and how it needs to be done. Those are three critical things that, and I just can't get three down. Those are three critical things that you need to do and need to know on your organization, on your farm, in order for you to see the success in any product. This is not just ours, but in any product. So here on Elevate Animal Health, I hope to bring some of these, I want to say maybe common, but basic understanding, basic fundamentals that either we have forgotten from years ago or we're just discovering. And I want to bring them to your screen so you can join us and understand what we're going through along our journey, and anything that's applicable, you can apply to your own farm. Thank you. This is Alex Van Beek again, your host on Elevate Animal Health. Look forward to seeing you on future episodes as well.